It's time now for Looking Skyward, where we examine recent events in the world of astronomy. I'm John Basile, and I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Jorgensen, director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Well, there was a big announcement this week relating to everyone's favorite topic in astronomy, aliens. Regina, can you tell us, did we finally find evidence of alien life?
Well, in brief, no. However, this was a very big announcement, and it was significant because it presented some very intriguing observations that are currently not explained by any known physical mechanism other than that of life. So what was observed was a relatively large amount of a gas called phosphine that's in the atmosphere of Venus. And the authors of this paper ruled out all of the other possible known mechanisms for producing the amount of phosphine gas that was detected, which leaves only one, and that is alien life. But to present a big caution right up front, this does not mean that this is conclusive evidence of life, but rather it's kind of an interesting mystery that will require further study. And so in more detail, this phosphine gas, it's made up of a molecule, which is a phosphorus atom and three hydrogen atoms. And while on Earth, this gas is actually highly poisonous to humans, we know that it only occurs naturally in the presence of life, like microbes in swamps and marshlands. And so phosphine has been considered for a while now to be a potential signpost of life for astrobiologists who are actually studying the atmospheres of exoplanets or planets around other stars and looking for life. And what's sort of amazing here is that no one had previously tried to look for this molecule in Venus, which is our next door, you know, neighbor planet. And of course, the backstory here is that Venus, while it's often said to be Earth's twin, as it's very similar in size and mass to the Earth, it's been sort of neglected by scientists for many years, likely because, as you might recall, Venus has long been known to suffer from a runaway greenhouse effect, which means that the surface of the planet is a scorching 800 degrees Fahrenheit, which is hot enough to melt lead. It's completely bone dry. It has sulfuric acid clouds and atmospheric pressures on the surface that are greater than 90 times that of the Earth at sea level. And so these conditions are so extreme that out of dozens of attempts, only two spacecrafts ever have managed to touch down on the surface and send back photos in the few minutes before they were completely crushed and melted. So you can't really blame folks for not really keeping Venus high up on the list of possible life-bearing planets, since this doesn't seem like a very hospitable place to have life. But a few scientists in the past, including Carl Sagan, actually did propose the idea that life could possibly exist high up in the atmosphere of Venus, where the conditions are not so extreme and the temperatures and pressures become lower and much more like that of the, on the surface of the Earth.
Now, the question everyone wants to ask, there are still unknowns, of course, but is this phosphine in the atmosphere of Venus due to alien life? And if so, what might that life look like?
Yeah, that's right. That's a great question. And to be clear, given what we just said about the conditions on the surface of Venus, we're not talking about any kind of human life or little green men or anything like that. But rather, the theory that they've developed here is an extension of these previous theories that life on Venus could exist floating in the upper atmosphere about 30 miles above the surface of Venus. And in this case, of course, it's suspected that this would be some type of microbial life and that these microbes are actually what's responsible for the presence of the phosphine gas that was detected. So there's, of course, numerous difficulties to imagining this scenario, not least of which is the sulfuric acid that we mentioned earlier. But we now know that we find microbial life here on Earth in very, very harsh conditions without oxygen or sunlight, and even in the presence of large amounts of acid. So it's thought that these microbes could have actually developed a kind of ecosystem that both keeps them afloat and alive in the upper atmosphere of Venus. And it's really not as crazy an idea as it may seem at first. In the early solar system, before the runaway greenhouse effect that we now see on Venus, Venus was actually very hospitable to life and could have even had a large liquid water ocean for billions of years. And so it's definitely possible that life could have developed on Venus and then eventually have migrated up into the clouds as the surface warmed and became inhospitable. In summary, this is a pretty exciting discovery. We can't fully explain it yet, and it basically points to the fact that we really need to learn a lot more about our nearest neighboring planet, Venus.
Dr. Regina Jorgensen is the director of the Mariah Mitchell Observatory on Nantucket. Regina, thank you, and we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much.